When you've been around a part of a college for more than 40 years, you end up talking to a great many graduates and former students, and you hear a lot about what they remember and what they value about their years at Knox. One of the recurrent themes in my encounters is strong and cherished memories of former students and what they feel from Bill Brady, especially as a teacher of Shakespeare. A frequent tribute is that when they read Shakespeare, they still hear Bill's inimitable voice. My colleagues all say they hear the same thing, and it's no exaggeration to say that in this regard, he remains the envy of us all. What this means, I believe, is that Bill's lasting impact as a teacher probably marks him as one of the greatest teachers in the history of the college. I never had the pleasure of sitting in one of Bill's classes, as I was often privileged to do with another great teacher of our era, Rodney Davis. But I was witness to the genius of his teaching in other ways. I confess that I didn't realize at the time how much his annual Shakespeare birthday parties meant to me until they came to an end. Every spring, on or near April 23rd, he would invite a mob of faculty and students to his home on Cherry Street to celebrate the birthday of the bar. The prime feature of these festive affairs was always the acting out of scenes from Shakespeare in the Brady's spacious and somehow very Elizabethan attic. Bill would choose the scenes, recruit a cast, provide an assortment of props, mostly hats, and turn us loose. The hats were important, being the only costumes we had, and were often chosen with great care and deliberation. The atmosphere was such that even the bashful or reluctant would become performers. And such scenes were played. One of the ones that made the biggest impression on me was a scene at the Mermaid Tavern from Henry IV, where Prince Hal was played with rare authority and panache by Betsy Hipley. And Mistress Quickly was revealed in an entirely new light, played by the redoubtable Robin Mintz. Having acted in high school and college, I was always ready to ham it up. But the role I seem to remember best had no lines, being the part of Wall in the play put on by the artisans in Midsummer Night's Dream. You remember. My big moment was making a circle with two fingers to represent a chink through which the separated lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe, could see each other. An act gratefully acknowledged by Pyramus, played by my colleague Mike Kroll, who uttered those deathless words, "Thanks, courteous Wall." I expect many of my friends and colleagues can relate fond memories of the Shakespeare birthday parties, but very few, I believe, if any, were party to the event I call the Great Beta House Caper. Surprising as it may seem now, there was a time when the inhabitants of the Beta House were notorious for their rough and rowdy ways. Bill had a student who was thoroughly beta, except in one respect, he was fanatically attached to Shakespeare. Not only this, he was on a mission to introduce Shakespeare to the Beta House. In the hope that his brothers would become as besotted as he was on Shakespeare. Nothing would do but that Bill must come to the Beta House and help him sell the product. I forget the year, but I think the date was October 25th. Bill was not without misgivings about this venture, and he asked me to come along for moral support, to provide moral support. This was, after all, not your average student audience. There were only a few betas assembled in their living room when we arrived, scarcely enough to act out the roles of any given scene, let alone form a respectable audience. Our student host picked the scenes, and following Bill's lead, we plunged into our roles with abandon, just letting it all hang out. We raved and ranted. We jested. We grimaced. We roistered and carried on without stint, all, of course, in the best tradition of the Elizabethan playhouse. It was, you might say, a global performance. I remember that our energetic playing startled the Shakespeare fanatic. He was probably expecting a more stately and decorous reading, but he was nonetheless clearly gratified at our unexpectedly exuberant efforts. Betas came down from upstairs to peer in at us. Some, not a few, joined the audience. Passers-by, hearing the clamor, wandered in from the front porch. Some content to be groundlings, some finding choicer accommodations. It was an extraordinary performance, and I like to think that it was long remembered by the Betas as a special occasion, a privilege for those lucky enough to have been present, and a misfortune for those who missed it.